Now, this word samadhi happens to be the same in Sanskrit and in Pali. Usually we find that there is some difference between the technical terms in these two languages, but in this case, as sometimes happens, we find that the term is the same, samadhi, in both Pali and Sanskrit. And the word samadhi literally means the state of being firmly fixed or established. This is the primary signification of the term. But it can be understood in two rather distinct ways. In the first place, it can be understood as representing the fixation of the mind on an object. You fix your mind on an object, you establish your mind on an object. This is samadhi. In other words, samadhi in the sense of concentration. This is the first signification of the term. The second, which goes rather further, is the fixation or establishment, not just of the mind, but of the whole being in a certain mode of awareness or a certain mode of consciousness, in other words, enlightenment. So we have these two meanings, samadhi as concentration and samadhi in the sense of being fixed and established in the state or experience of enlightenment or Buddhahood. These two rather distinct meanings. Now, in the Theravada texts, in the text of the Pali Canon, the word samadhi in Pali is usually understood in the first sense. It's usually understood as concentration, usually understood as one-pointedness of mind. But in the Mahayana sutras, in the Mahayana texts, the word samadhi is used in the second sense, the sense of being fixed or established in ultimate reality, not just in the sense of concentration, not even in the sense of concentration in meditation on reality, but the state of being established, or the establishment of one's own being in the state of enlightenment, in other words, Buddhahood. And therefore, in the Mahayana texts, we often find that instead of using the word samadhi in the sense of concentration, they keep the word samadhi for the higher state, the higher experience, and concentration is usually known as samatha. We shall see the meaning of that a little later on. Now, this distinction between samadhi in the sense of concentration of mind, as in meditation, and samadhi in the sense of fixation or establishment of one's total being in enlightenment is very important indeed. In fact, it's vitally important. If we interpret perfect samadhi, the final, the culminating stage or phase of the Eightfold Path, merely as concentration, merely as good concentration, even, then the whole meaning of this stage, and therewith the whole meaning and significance of the path itself, becomes distorted. But unfortunately, this is what is very often done. Perfect samadhi is translated or rendered as right concentration. So one has the impression, as it were, of the whole path, the whole spiritual path, the whole practical teaching of the Buddha, culminating simply in right concentration, the sort of thing which you do, or at least can do, in your meditation class, almost every evening, but certainly almost every week. So the impression is produced that just right concentration, just one-pointedness of mind, is the culminating stage and phase of the whole Buddhist spiritual life, the whole Noble Eightfold Path of the Buddha. And one may even go further than that and say that in modern times, the whole of the Eightfold Path, each and every step or stage of the Noble Eightfold Path is rather seriously, as it were, undervalued, if not actually minimized. And one finds a very limited, a very narrow, a very cramped sort of interpretation given of each step, each stage. And this is very unfortunate, because it makes the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path appear something rather unattractive, or rather limited, or rather conditioned. And sometimes I do know people wonder how the Eightfold Path can be considered as the central theme of the Buddha's whole teaching. But it's all a matter of correctly and properly understanding the significance of each and every step and stage of that path. And I certainly hope that in this present series of talks, we have been able to show that there is much more to the Noble Eightfold Path than some, at least, of its modern exponents generally suspect. Perfect samadhi, then, the culminating phase of the Eightfold Path, is very much more than just good concentration. Essentially, perfect samadhi represents the culmination, the fruition, if you like, the bringing to fulfillment of the whole process, the whole path of transformation. Perfect samadhi represents the state of one's being fully and perfectly and thoroughly, from top to bottom, in all aspects and all phases of one's being, transformed. In other words, it represents one's transformation, or one's total transformation, the culmination of one's transformation from an unenlightened state to an enlightened state. It represents, we may say, the complete and perfect permeation of all aspects of one's being by that perfect vision with which one started. It means, perfect samadhi means, that perfect vision has in the end triumphed, as it were, and now reigns supreme on every level of one's existence and one's being. And this is surely a very fitting and a very appropriate culmination to the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path, this state of being in this stage, thoroughly and perfectly transformed, not just practicing right concentration. So if one understands perfect samadhi in this way, as the culmination of the whole process of transformation, then real sense is made of the Buddha's Eightfold Path. Real sense is made of one's journey, one's pilgrimage on that path. Now, in order to understand this just a little better, a little more clearly, let us go back a little bit. I've tries to point out that there are two meanings of this word samadhi. Samadhi in the sense of concentration, concentration of mind, and samadhi in the sense of the state of enlightenment, Buddhahood itself. But these two meanings of the term, these two meanings of the term samadhi, though quite distinct and not to be confused, are not really mutually exclusive. One perhaps would not be going far wrong if one describes them as the lower and higher degrees of the same experience, or at least of the same kind, the same type of experience. And one could also say that in between the two, in between samadhi as concentration and samadhi as enlightenment, there is another, an intermediate stage, an intermediate degree, which in the Mahayana texts is known as the stage or the degree of samapatti. And samapatti means literally attainments. And it suggests all those spiritual experiences occurring as the result of the practice of concentration, but which nevertheless fall short of samadhi in the fullest sense, samadhi in the sense of enlightenment. In this way, therefore, we have three terms. First of all, samatha, that is to say, concentration. Then samapati, attainments. And lastly, samadhi in the full and final sense as enlightenment itself. And these three terms, samatha, samapati, samadhi, these represent between them one single progressive series of spiritual experiences. Each one, as it were, introducing the one that comes next and preparing the way for it. So let us briefly study each of these three in turn, and this will give us, as it were, cumulatively, some idea, some glimpse of the nature of samadhi in the more ultimate sense.